to another edition of the award-winning podcast, The Square and the Round. Chris Kelly here. I'm Square. There's B.B. Shea. He's Round.
That's me. What's up?
You know, Memorial Day weekend just passed us.
Yes.
I have something here I think you will really get into because you're so controversial, especially around food.
Okay? Yes.
So I saw this. Are you a burger person? Are you on the grill?
There's nothing better than a cheeseburger, dude.
So on Memorial Day, are you more cheeseburger or are you more hot dog?
Both.
You like both?
Both, yeah. Hot dogs and cheeseburgers all together.
Does it bother you what goes into a typical hot dog?
Like the hot dog itself or the toppings?
The hot dog itself, like snouts and
hooves. Oh, no, that doesn't bother me at all.
Anus?
Absolutely not.
Lips?
Put it all in there.
Intestine?
Put the balls in there. put the pig penis in there. I don't give a shit. I'm eating it.
Well, you just did yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely.
You just did for Memorial Day weekend, yeah. I'm sure. What about what do you put on the dog?
I'm very, like mustard chili slaw, mustard ketchup.
Me too.
I don't like relish, none of that weird stuff.
I don't like ketchup on a dog. That's a big argument, but I always feel like it's mustard chili slaw onions.
You know,
that's what I go
for. No, I like ketchup on a dog. I don't know why that's so controversial.
I don't either. I mean, I'm not controversial, but I never grew up having it. It was always mustard chili slaw. I started to like onions, so I put those on there. But I just never had it. And then I'd see people put it on there and be like, oh, that doesn't seem right to me. More burger. But people like ketchup on a dog.
You
get it at the ballpark, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
When I was really young, I would order it with mayonnaise, chili, and slaw. Mayonnaise on the hot dog.
One of my best friends still orders mayonnaise on his hot dogs. Yes.
This is what this is. I saw this list. I thought it'd be perfect for you. It's controversial food opinions.
Ooh, okay.
And do you agree with it or not?
Yeah.
Okay. So
right,
this is perfect for you. I'm just going to go through them here. Okay. Yeah. You can do breakfast for dinner and dinner for breakfast. No problem. Agree or disagree?
Breakfast for dinner and dinner for breakfast. Yeah.
I agree with that.
I'm okay with that.
We used to have breakfast for dinner when I was growing up.
I love breakfast for dinner.
You too.
And I'm going to be honest with you, bro. There's nothing better than waking up on a Saturday morning and eating some leftover lasagna.
Yeah, or pizza or whatever
cold.
It might be.
I'm not warming it up. I have no problem.
When I, for a little while, Burger King tried to serve their Whopper like during breakfast hour, like all day Whopper. And it didn't work. People didn't like it. But I would have eaten it. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
I don't think I would have sought it out, but if somebody put it on the table in front of me, I would certainly have eaten it. You know,
I think dinner for breakfast is breakfast for dinner. I think that's great.
I have no problem with it. I agree. Well, 88% of people agreed. Okay.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. These get less popular as they go.
Okay.
Agree or disagree? Broccoli and Brussels sprouts are both delicious if prepared correctly.
Yes.
I agree. I like both.
Yes.
Now, my kids hate both, but I like both.
Broccoli steamed with a little chili flake and some pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Brussels sprouts with some bacon bits in it, steamed or baked, is wonderful too.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Now, I like both of those, but I agree with you that it's nice if they have a little something like bacon.
Absolutely. Yes. No, I know adding bacon to Brussels sprouts is kind of counterproductive, but
adding bacon
to anything. It's a little flavor in there, you know. A little bacon never killed anybody.
Broccoli with a little chili flake.
Yes.
Steamed.
I'm not a big fan of cheese on broccoli. I don't know if you are.
No, I'm not really either. For a long time, my mother made broccoli casserole, which has cheese.
Yeah.
And I didn't, I hated it when I was a kid, but then I started tasting it when I was a grown adult, and I loved it. It was so, and it was cheesy, though. It had a lot more in it than just cheese, like onions and stuff. It was very, very good. Broccoli casserole. You know, at the end of the year this year, like around Christmas, we should, for the Square and the Round, bring in like our favorite dishes and try them.
Okay.
But, of course, I don't eat anything.
That's the problem. Because I would love to make you my mac and cheese.
Yeah, I'd love to try it, but I'd only have one little bite because I don't eat anything. That's my key.
I'll just bring you a bite then.
Yes.
I'll just bring you in a little Tupperware container.
My key to life is not to eat. The other day, they were doing some grilling out at this event where I was.
Yeah.
And they were like, what can I get you? Do you want this and that? I said, well, you know, I'll have a bottle of water and some air. That's how I do it. I like misery.
I'm a mammal. Yeah. That's all I need. Yes.
All right. Agree or disagree? I'd rather have, now this does not include price. I'm just going to give you either one of these.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a greasy fast food burger than a fancy high quality bistro burger on a brioche bun.
100%.
You would rather have
100%.
Like a McDonald's double quarter pounder with
100%.
Cheese. 75% of people agree with that.
Now, here's my thing. I love a burger, but you can't, there's only so many ways you can make a burger better, but it doesn't, like a McDonald's burger based on the convenience and the price.
Yes.
I know you said price didn't matter. That's fine with me. I don't need this thing with like aiolis on it and stuff like that. Doesn't know.
Well, I like both, but they are different. Yeah. I mean, the double quarter pounder with cheese is phenomenal.
Yes.
Really, yeah. I do like Five Guys. That's more expensive. You like Five Guys burger?
I love a Five Guys burger. Is that, would you put that?
Right on the line.
Where would you put that?
I think I'd put it fast food. I think. But it's expensive. I've never had a smash burger. You ever had a smash burger?
Yes. Smash burgers are phenomenal.
I hear they're really good.
If you ever get a chance.
Yeah. Better than Five Guys.
Close. Five Guys is borderline smash burger.
Is it? Same type thing. Yeah. Same type thing. I really like Five Guys. I think I'd still call it fast food, but it's right there on the edge.
But I know what you mean by a bistro burger, a place that it's on like a little metal thing, and the fries are in like a little thing.
Container.
You know what I'm saying?
You have arugula on the burger. You have, it's thicker. You have a brioche bun, that kind of thing.
Those things are fine for what they are, but give me a greasy smash burger,
really,
bro.
Just, if you go to like a diner and get a greasy burger with chili slaw and mustard or whatever.
This diner they just put up the street here, they have a wonderful burger.
What's it called? What's the place?
Jake's.
Oh, Jake's Diner.
Yeah, Jake's right up the way. Yeah.
They should advertise on this show.
I think they agree. I think they should.
They should
sponsor
this. I'm going
to talk to them about that.
Jake's Diner.
Yes.
And you like their burger.
And I love it because you can get hash browns with it too.
That's nice.
A burger and hash browns.
I don't eat either.
All right.
Burgers
then.
Or hash browns.
All right then. Yes.
We agree with that. Okay. To the next.
Yeah.
Agree or disagree? Shredded iceberg lettuce is the best lettuce for sandwiches and burgers.
For sandwiches and burgers?
Mm-hmm.
Shredded iceberg lettuce.
Think about like a Subway, I guess, or Jersey Mike's has shredded iceberg lettuce, right?
Yeah, I would say
I don't
that's
care.
Fair.
Lettuce is such, you don't even need it in any.
Yeah.
It's on the Big Mac. It's a shredded iceberg lettuce. But then you get, sometimes it's a big leaf lettuce at some places.
I prefer a romaine. I think a romaine is the best type of lettuce.
I agree.
But it doesn't go well on a burger.
Yeah, I've put it on burgers before. It's all right. Yeah. But shredded iceberg, I mean, you ever get a cookout, it's basically shredded
Absolutely.
Iceberg lettuce.
Yes.
But I don't like lettuce really, period. I'd rather have the tomato than the lettuce on the burger.
What's your favorite type of salad?
Salad? I like spinach. I like spinach salad with mixed greens.
What do you think about kale?
I don't like kale.
Okay.
Do you like it?
I don't even think I've ever had kale.
Kale is not that tasty, and it's really rough. Now, here it's great for you because it like cleans out your insides.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fantastic for it. But even I used to get into this thing. I'm always on these stupid food kicks, but I would do like kale smoothies.
Okay.
I bought one time a $350 blender. Did you know that about me?
No, I did not know
that. I searched.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. I bought a $350 blender. So that I could make kale smoothies every morning before I left for work.
What did the $350 blender do that the $20
Well, it would really
doesn't.
Chop up the kale and all that. And after about 1 week, I said, I hate this. They're terrible. And do you know what we make in the blender now? About once a year,
milkshakes.
Yeah. Ice cream and milk and sugar. And,
that's typically how that goes. And then somebody inevitably goes, hey, don't we have a blender?
Yeah, I think we
do.
And we still use it
about
once a year. And every time I see it, I'm like, God, I spent $350 on that blender.
Oh,
so
I
should never, ever have done that.
We all have decisions that we've made that we're not proud of.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Processed cheese, best on a burger. American processed cheese, best on a burger. True or false?
True.
Mm-hmm.
I like a cheddar.
Yeah.
But American sliced cheese is the best one for a burger.
I agree. It melts better.
It does.
Here, that's that is the American sliced cheddar, like the Kraft singles in the little packaging. That's the worst cheese for you.
Oh, 100%.
It's terrible. It's not even orange. They make it that way with food coloring.
Really?
It's terrible. And Velveeta's terrible for you. And I love it.
I love it. Velveeta's the best, man.
Melts so well. You like that sausage dip that you make
around? Yes, the Velveeta and the Rotel.
Oh, my God.
What's better than that, dude?
Phenomenal. I mean,
what is better than that?
It is really, really good.
Nothing that tastes good is good for you anyway.
No, it really isn't. But those I've just read, if you're going to have a cheese, those are the two to avoid. The American Kraft single and the Velveeta, which is not even really cheese. You don't even many places don't even refrigerate
that. Well, I mean, because you can go buy it on the aisle at the grocery store. It's not even in the frozen section.
No, not in the dairy.
No.
There's nothing dairy about it.
To put it with the dairy.
It does not say the word cheese anywhere on it. It says Velveeta.
What's the name for that? Is it like
I don't know. I don't know what that is, really. But it's so good.
Like a gelatinous
cheese-flavored
gelatin.
I can't imagine. If you go to a Velveeta plant, what are you seeing them squeeze out over there, you know?
Oh, dang, dude.
My grandmother used to she would just take toast and put slices of Velveeta on top, put it in the toaster, and it would get a little bit brown and bubbly on top.
And I bet it was so good, dude.
Oh, my. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
I loved it. But Now here's not good for you, but of course it's not good for you. All right, I think you'll disagree with this. Creamy foods like potato salad, chicken salad, macaroni salad, and deviled eggs are the best foods there are.
No.
You don't like
that? No, absolutely not.
71% of people agree with this. Heaven sent.
How?
Well, I do like every bit of that. I like all of that. I don't like macaroni salad.
I don't eat any of that.
You don't eat potato salad?
I don't
salad?
Eat potato salad. I don't eat egg salad. I don't eat
chicken salad?
Chicken salad.
Why?
I don't eat macaroni salad.
You try them?
Yeah, dude. It's just nasty.
You try chicken salad?
I'm just not a fan.
You like mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise not in abundance like
yeah,
that. Like I like it on a burger.
You don't like a deviled egg?
No, I hate a deviled egg.
Really?
It's a waste of time.
Yeah, I find deviled eggs fairly difficult to make, too. Do you know how you do that?
Oh, yeah, you got to like...
You boil the eggs.
Yes.
You cut them in half. You take the yolks out. You set the whites aside.
Yeah.
You mix your yolks with mayonnaise and whatever else, the spices. And then you have to spoon it back in.
And then you put the paprika on
top. Yeah, on top. No, you don't like that.
Absolutely not.
Even at
but
the holidays.
But I love eggs.
Yeah.
Give me a scrambled egg. I'll eat 7 of them.
Even at the holidays.
Yeah, no. No. Absolutely not.
Agree or disagree. These are controversial food opinions. Agree or disagree. And by the way, 71% said that those creamy foods are outstanding.
Mm.
All right. Cheez-Its are great. Extra toasty Cheez-Its are awful. Agree or disagree? Have you had the extra toasty?
I think I have.
I have.
I can't tell that much of a difference.
Yeah, they're not that.
They're all fine to me.
The original Cheez-It is an excellent cracker.
Yes. Maybe the best.
Better than the Goldfish cracker, in my
opinion. Oh, yes, 100%.
Goldfish I don't love. They're okay. I'll eat them.
No, they're too, I don't know. The flavor just isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
The Cheez-It has a great flavor to it.
And
the Goldfish just doesn't match.
You can really, I mean, it's a deeper cheese flavor in the Cheez-It.
Do you like a Ritz cracker?
Yeah, I like Ritz cracker pretty
well. I like it better than like a Zesta.
I do too.
Like a saltine.
It's more buttery.
Yeah.
It's a better cracker. I agree. All right. Food opinion. Controversial, true or false? I always choose cookies over a slice of cake. Cookies are better than cake. I agree with that.
Yes.
65% of people agree.
Yes.
A good chocolate chip cookie, a melted chocolate chip cookie, like a warm one.
Yes.
Even from wherever. I'll get it. My daughter gets them at Chick-fil-A, and she loves them.
Yes.
You know, there's a place here called Crumble Cookie. That's a big deal. Excellent.
It's so good.
You know what somebody told me about Crumble's chocolate chip cookies?
What?
Do you get
Oh, those? Love Crumble, yes.
I do too. I love Crumble.
I try to go as much as I can. It's expensive.
I can see.
But it's good.
It is.
But it's good.
How do you live with your parents?
Yeah,
are they funding your
Crumble 100%.
Cookie?
They're totally on board with
that. They like that.
Yes. They give me an allowance.
I do agree. Next year, you know, at the Super Bowl party, I had you there this
year.
Next year, instead of a cake, I think I'm going to do like 80 cookies because they'll do half of them with one team color and half of them with the other.
Why not?
It's pretty smart.
And they're easier to maintain. You don't have to get a plate.
Exactly.
Just pick them up and go. Because I know I was telling you recently about my like new endeavor with, not an endeavor, but like my newfound love for Oreos.
Yeah. Great.
I'm killing Oreos right now, dude. Mega stuff, double stuff.
Well, if any man can.
Regular stuff.
If anyone can do it, you can do it. I didn't bet against you.
No,
I never would.
I'm grabbing 6 at a time, dude.
I knew you could.
I just love it.
I told you, go get them.
I love an Oreo.
You're like a great athlete. You set the bar high.
Absolutely.
And you go. Yeah. I agree that cookies over cake every time. But here's what somebody told me about Crumble chocolate chip cookies. To me, they taste a bit different than other, and I like them. They use milk chocolate chip, not dark chocolate chip. Most places use a dark chocolate chip cookie, and then when surrounded by the cookie part, which is all sugary, it's a nice mix, like a Chick-fil-A or something.
Yeah.
But it's sweeter at Crumble. And I have noticed. Because
they
different.
Use just milk chocolate.
It's just a different, because they use milk chocolate chips instead of dark chocolate.
Because I'm for that. I don't like a semi-sweet chocolate chip cookie.
Right. Most use semi-sweet.
Yeah.
They use
no,
milk.
No, like go all in, dude.
Yeah. Well, I like both, but I can tell the difference. All right. Agree or disagree? Runny eggs are the best eggs.
Absolutely not.
I hate that.
There's nothing worse than egg yolk.
I can't stand that either.
Like, I've scrambled or fried, but
yeah, but fried firm.
Firm, fried hard.
My wife is one of these. She loves a runny egg. Like, she'll fry an egg and then take the bread, toast around it, and, you know, cut it open and it runs all over the plate. She loves that.
No, see, here's the thing that'll happen. Go back to the burger situation.
Yeah.
When you order a burger with egg, and I'll do that from time to time, it'll be like a breakfast burger.
Yeah.
If I bite it and yolk comes out, I send it back.
You hate it.
That's the worst. Like, and it's all on
your chin.
Mouth. No. Get that
I think
away
most
from
people
me.
Like it a little runny.
Absolutely.
Well,
not.
In fact, 63% agreed runny eggs are better eggs.
That's wrong.
I don't like that either.
No.
I usually scramble them. How about a boiled egg? You like a boiled egg?
No, I don't like a boiled egg either.
I do a boiled egg. Okay. You're not an egg person. Or at least other
than scrambled. It was funny. I eat a lot of eggs.
Yeah?
Just scrambled.
Scrambled.
Yeah.
Agree or disagree? Controversial food opinion. Sweet potato fries are garbage 99% of the time.
Yes.
I agree. They're so overrated. You get them and you're just like, ugh. I mean, it's supposed to be healthier. I don't even know that it is.
I don't understand.
I mean, they're
that.
Deep fried.
Yeah, just give me a regular fry. Dude.
Exactly. At that point, if you're going to do something deep fried, just get fries. They're so much better.
I agree. Yes.
A sweet potato fry, not that good.
A sweet potato, like a good sweet potato is fine, but a sweet potato fry, no. Yeah. It's no. What's the best type of fry?
We're in lockstep. Well, McDonald's fries, I really like.
Well, do you like a crinkle cut?
I do.
Okay.
I do like a crinkle. And I like, we were talking about Five Guys earlier. They have an outstanding fry.
Double fried.
God almighty.
I love those fries.
And they will, I mean, they put a bunch in the. Now, I usually don't, I mean, I think Bojangles has pretty good fries too, don't you think? With the.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Those Cajun? Really yeah.
Normally, I don't do like a, if at Five Guys, they ask you, do you want the Cajun seasoning? And I say no, but I do like it at Bojangles.
I didn't know so many people were torn on the waffle fry.
Yeah, I like those.
I like a waffle fry too. A lot of people are like, no, they're disgusting. I don't get that.
My kids think Chick-fil-A have the best fries. They're waffle fries.
I don't see. That's tough. I don't mind it though.
Why do people dislike them?
I don't
so much?
Know. And the same with the curly fries.
Yeah, I don't
I like
those
the
either.
Curly fry too.
I really never like. Some people don't like crinkle. I never say to fries, "Oh, they're terrible."
Yeah.
You know, I like almost all except sweet potato fries, which I just think there's no point.
But you can only get those at those type of burger places. Right.
That's where you get your gourmet burgers.
Absolutely.
Too, right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm really interested to see how you feel about this one. Sour candy is deeply overrated.
No.
I agree with that. I don't like many sour candies at all.
I don't think it's overrated.
You don't?
I think that they're fine. I like them.
Uh-huh.
Like a Sour Patch Kid.
Right, I don't like those.
Sour Patch Kids are great.
I don't care for that.
I don't prefer them, but I don't hate them.
So if there's a bowl of chocolate and a bowl of sour.
Chocolate.
I agree.
I'm killing the chocolate.
I like sweet tarts okay. Yeah. What else do I like sour?
I wouldn't put a Skittle in there.
They're okay.
Well, like a sour gummy worm.
They're good.
Sour gummy
I would
worm.
Never choose it.
Really?
I do think they're overrated because I would never choose them ever. If I can avoid them easily. If I walk down the hall and I'm on a diet, which I always am, as you know, I don't
eat. Of
course.
Yeah.
And there's a bowl of Reese's Cups or a bowl of whatever. And interestingly, our top five today is best candy bars.
Yeah.
I would have a hard time walking past it without getting something. At Halloween, I have a hard time not... If there's a bowl of sour candy, Sour Patch Kids, all that, I have no problem.
You can pass that up.
Yeah, I can pass that up easily. But now my kids,
they love the sour
stuff. I think
younger
people tend to like sour stuff. In fact, my daughter just the other day, you should try this on your other podcast.
Yeah.
She got Sour Patch Oreos and loved them.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
I thought they'd be awful, but she...
Did you try one?
No.
Okay.
My wife didn't. She didn't like it. My daughter thinks they're great. It's like a sourish... paste in the middle, you know, the cream.
That's going to be tough. I don't know about that.
I don't either.
That'll be controversial.
But see, at the same time, when she would go to the ice cream place, when they used to have those yogurt places, she'd fill up with chocolate ice cream and put sour candy on top.
Okay, I got you.
So she likes that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Agree or disagree? Controversial food opinion. Dipping French fries in mayonnaise is fantastic.
No.
I wouldn't do that.
Absolutely not.
Although now I have been to fancy places and gotten a fancy burger with fries, and they call it aioli.
Yes.
And which is really just mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And I liked it, but I'd never choose it.
It's like people who dip it in ranch, too. Not with that either.
I don't do it, but I like ranch. You don't like ranch.
No.
I like ranch better than mayonnaise for sure on something like that, but I wouldn't do either.
Underrated move, fries and barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
That's solid. That's a solid
pretty
move.
Good. Now, my daughter, who's 15 puts ranch on everything. When we go to Chick-fil-A, she gets extra ranch. We have cup, and she won't eat it. Like if we sometimes they'll give us 5 ranches, she uses 3. I put 2 in the pantry. We've accumulated 50
never use
of
it
them,
again.
And she'll never use it again. It's like, can't you just use these? No.
No.
I need fresh.
It's different.
She needs fresh ranch.
It's different. I agree with her on that. It's different.
God.
It's not the same.
Oh, my God.
It's the same thing as getting it from the house. It's not as good.
But it's a package from Chick-fil-A
a
week earlier.
It's different.
Yeah, she won't do it. Agree or disagree? Controversial food opinion. Cool Ranch Doritos, the worst Dorito flavor.
Sure. Yeah.
You agree with that?
I agree with that. Yeah.
I might too. I haven't tried them all. My 3 favorite. Have you ever tried a chili lime with a purple bag?
I like chili lime.
Love that.
I like just the original Doritos.
Me too.
If I'm eating Doritos, the original plain
Doritos.
Well,
you say original. You mean nacho cheese?
The nacho cheese Doritos.
Well, you know, the original were just tortilla chips.
Yes.
Did you know that?
I did know that. Yeah.
In the old days too. I mean, I don't remember those, but I've been told the original were just tortilla chips. In the old days, Doritos used to have the front of the bag was clear, like a clear, so you could see into
the bag.
I loved that. I mean, because you could see the chip you're getting, you know, if they were broken up, you could
And there
tell.
Was no flavor, just a regular tortilla chip.
Well, I don't remember that, but even the nacho cheese was, and I consider that the original, too, you know,
the nacho
cheese. But then they branched out, of course. You know, it's like Oreo, for years and years, it was just Oreos, and now there's a million
flavors. Mountain Dew's the same way.
Yep.
Every Doritos. Flavor out of the sun.
Yeah. I always hear when they come out with a new flavor, for instance, when Oreos comes out with Sour Patch Oreos, the original regular Oreo sales go up.
Because you taste it, you go, oh, this is not as good as the other one.
Yes, and it just puts their name in the, you know, it's back out there. Oh, there's Oreo. You know, I haven't thought about that in a while. Agree or disagree? Tums are tastier than most hard candy. I disagree with that.
I've never had a Tums.
I disagree. You never had a Tums?
I've never had a Tums.
Surely you've had heartburn, for God's sake. Look at you. Come on, you've got gout. You don't have heartburn?
No, I don't have heartburn.
I don't mind heartburn so much. It never bothered me to
as
have
long
heartburn.
As you get to eat a Tums, yeah, it'll be all right.
Well, I never really had Tums either, but I don't think they're very tasty. I know that.
I don't know. What's a good hard candy? You know what good hard candy is? Those little strawberries.
Yeah, those are good.
God, those are so freaking good, man.
I like a Werther's Original.
Okay.
I love those. Some people think they're too sweet. I know McDonald's recently came out with a Grandma Flurry.
The Grandma Shake.
Yeah, Grandma
Shake.
McFlurry. Yeah. Did you hear about that?
I did hear about that.
I heard that the people were debating what will the flavor be, and I believe it'll be Werther's.
That makes sense.
Or butterscotch, you know.
Yes,
from the purse of the grandma.
Yeah.
All right, last one. Controversial food opinion. Circus peanuts are delicious.
No.
I hate them.
Absolutely not.
I think they're terrible. I don't like them. I hate the... texture.
Yes, it's a weird, like, it's like the stuff on the inside of a Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah,
to make, you know.
What about Peeps at Easter?
Love Peeps.
Do you?
Love Peeps.
Different than Circus.
Yes, Peeps
sure.
are amazing, dude.
God, I don't know.
You're not a fan.
I never eat either one of them. No, I don't. Maybe I haven't had Peeps in so long. I love the Cadbury cream egg that comes around.
Can't do that, no.
So sweet.
Mm.
My mother had a real sweet tooth, and the day that commercial came on TV, she got one. She just picked one up one day. I mean, we never heard of it. I think they were born in this country in like 1983. And she brought one home and she said, that's the best candy you'll ever have in your life. And
wow.
I mean, it was like real yolk inside, but it's not, that's just sugar, paste.
Dude.
That's all that is a syrupy sugar.
Ugh, no, I can't do a Cadbury egg.
God, I get cavities just thinking about it. I love it. Mwah. Mwah. I always think of my mother when I see one. When Easter comes around and the commercials come on, I was like, that's my mother's.
I saw my mom mess with the Nerds rope.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I don't know. It's so outside of her what she likes, but she goes, she loves a Nerds rope.
I hear those are good.
They are wonderful,
dude. That's a sour thing. A Nerds rope, Now, that leads us right. It's perfect. Symmetry here.
Yeah.
For the square and the round. That's what we do. You know?
Of course. It makes sense.
There it is. Top five candy bars of all time. We probably should do this more around Halloween, but this is a generic edition of the square and the round.
Yeah. No, we were going to do best five salads. I couldn't name five
salads.
Right.
You didn't know five salads.
So we switched it up to candy bars.
We were going to do best five vegetables. You said I've only tried two.
Can't do them.
So we can't do them.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to do my fifth one first. Okay.
Cool. Go ahead. Yeah.
Milky Way.
Okay. I like a Milky Way.
I like it better than Snickers.
Controversial. I'm okay. I'm there with you.
Yeah.
I'm there with you.
I find the peanut, and I did not have this opinion 10 years ago, but I've changed that I like the Milky Way better than the Snickers.
Have you ever had a deep fried Milky Way?
I don't think I have. It's good.
It makes it so much better.
I bet. I'm
sure. Deep fried anything. But yes, I agree, man. A Milky Way, I think peanuts ruin things.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Personally.
Yeah.
Snickers is good. Don't get me wrong.
I think it's overrated. I think it's an overrated bar. It's not my top five for sure.
I'd rarely take a Milky Way before.
I'll tell you what else I don't do. Maybe you do. I never put candy bars in the freezer or the fridge.
It's too tough, dude. I hate that.
Yeah, it takes away the taste
to absolutely.
Me. When I was playing Little League Baseball, it would be 85 degrees. We'd be playing ball. And after the game, I'd go to the concession stand or between games and get a Snickers or a Reese's Cup. And they start to get out of the fridge, and I'd say, no. I wanted the display.
Yes.
Which was in the sun. I wanted it melt. They were like, you're out of your mind.
I want it melting on my face.
Give it to me. It's melt. I wanted it completely melted. What's your number five?
100 grand.
Love it.
100 grand.
Love it. Great
Such
bar.
An underrated candy
great
bar.
Great bar.
I don't even know if they exist anymore.
I think they do.
Oh, my God. It's a great
bar. You definitely get the minis at Halloween. Yeah, I think they exist.
I feel like you're going to get the minis.
Well, I think you may be right, but that is a tremendous candy
love 100
bar.
Grand bar. Worth every penny.
My number four is Hershey with almond.
Okay.
All right, it's plain.
Yes.
They call me missionary man for a reason.
Yes.
Right down the middle, missionary, I'll take it. I like it's good chocolate, it's milk, and it's got a really nice crunch to it.
I love a Hershey bar, the best chocolate bar, I think, on the market. Yes.
I agree. Okay.
Number four for me is a Take Five.
No, I don't know if I've had it.
It's newer on the scene.
Yes.
It's got pretzels in it. Mm-hmm. Reese's, I think, recently took it over, so it's a Reese's Take Five now. It's got peanut butter, pretzel, chocolate. Very, very
good.
I've
had it. Yes. It is good. I agree. It's good. And I usually don't like pretzel in things.
Yes. Neither do I.
I've had pretzel M&Ms and don't like them.
Mm-mm.
I don't
But
care.
A Take Five bar is perfect to me.
Number three, Twix.
I like a Twix.
I do, too. I like the cookie.
Yes, you like the right or the left side better?
I like the left side because I'm left-handed, and I am a Twix person. My son was so confused by that commercial, and they were like, what do they mean? I was like, well, you know, it's kind of a joke. It's like, what? Which one am I eating? I don't understand. He'd see the packaging. What am I? Yeah, I'm a left-handed Twix person,
yeah.
And I do like Twix. That's another one my mother got me on early. She really fattened me up.
Yeah,
she was putting a lot of sugar in my hands.
She was on the stuff when it came out, dude.
Oh,
yeah. She was setting trends.
I mean, late 70s when Twix really became known,
yeah.
I believe, and she was all over it and gave me, she's going to love that cookie crunch, and I did, and I do. I think it's a good bar.
I like a Twix. It's kind of on the lower end of the scale for me.
Yeah.
I don't get it a lot. I don't seek it out.
Well,
but if it's around, I enjoy it.
Used to have a Zero bar. That was on the lower, and Payday. Ugh,
yeah.
Zero's okay. Payday's not very good. I don't like a Mr. Goodbar that much.
Neither
do
I.
Peanuts ruin things. I'm not a Mr. Goodbar.
Number three for me, the Three Musketeer.
Good bar.
Underrated bar.
Underrated. Only nougat.
I think it catches a lot of flack.
Because it's only nougat.
But the nougat is fluffy. And it's light. And it tastes good.
Yeah.
I like a Three Musketeer.
Think about candy bars. Like the top five here, like I just said Twix, I never get it because I only get like the top two.
Yeah.
I didn't put M&M's, which I love because it's not a bar, I don't think. You know?
No, so I was wondering that too. Yeah. Does that count?
Yeah, so I didn't put M&M's. I think you're right not to. But I wouldn't, I'm either going to get M&M's or one of my top two here,
yeah.
So I wouldn't even go down to Twix, even though, and I feel that way about a lot of, don't you think a lot of people have that like their one choice?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
It.
Yeah. Like my number one, I went to the store the other day, bought it, that was
it,
and just kept on going. Yeah.
My number two is Almond Joy, which I love. You don't like it.
The worst.
I love
that was the biggest waste of time.
I love the coconut. I love the chocolate. I love the almond.
No.
I think it's fantastic. In fact, at Halloween, when you get those little ones, oh, there's a certain way I eat it. Oh, so good.
The Almond Joy factory could burn down once everybody left for the day.
Oh, if it did, I'd be standing outside. I'd run in. I'd run in.
To try to save it.
To save
the
almonds.
Almond Joys.
To save the candy bars. God, and they'd be melted, so I'd just just give me all. I love Almond Joy.
Almond
yes.
No.
I don't like Mounds, but I do like Almond Joy.
I'm disappointed that was your number two.
I know. I knew
that,
you would be.
That good, huh?
Yeah, I love it. I think so. I eat it sideways so that my teeth go through the coconut, but don't bother the almond, and then I suck all the chocolate off the almond and then eat it separate. Heaven.
Oh, Jesus.
Heaven.
Lord.
October 31st. Heaven. Okay. Love it. God, I want one now.
Number two for me is a Kit Kat.
Great bar.
I love a Kit Kat.
My mother's favorite.
Honestly,
God,
now
she fattened me up. Boy, yeah, she gave me the Kit Kat too.
Nowadays, I like the big bar as opposed to the four single ones.
Do you know the trivia about Kit Kat?
No.
Do you know inside the Kit Kat? It's like a little pasty cream. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What that is other Kit Kats crushed up.
Oh.
And like ones that go through and are not perfect or whatever, they just crush them up and make it the filling of the other
one. So it's like Kit Kat Inception. It's exactly. Very meta.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that is.
It's Kit Kat inside a Kit Kat.
Yeah.
You don't even realize you're eating
that. Wow.
That's pretty good, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this is completely bland, and you're going to guess, of course, but my number one candy bar is the Reese's Cup. I absolutely love it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And
there's nothing wrong with that.
But you know, there's interesting. I like all of them. I mean, I love the original, and I eat the ridges off first.
Yeah.
And then I put it in my mouth sideways so I can bite through it, similar to the Almond Joy.
Yeah.
But I like all of them, even the little mini ones I like.
Yeah.
And the big fat ones and the Christmas trees and the pumpkins and all that.
Yes.
But they're all a little different because the bigger they are, the more peanut butter they have because you can only do so much chocolate. You know what I mean? It's just the outer layer. So the small ones have 50% chocolate, 50% peanut butter. A big pumpkin has probably 20% chocolate,
a lot 80% more peanut butter. Now, do you like the big cup? That's not what I meant to ask.
Yes.
Do you like the Reese's cup with like Reese's pieces in it? With like chips in it?
No. I like
just the
Reese's
plain
cup.
Straight up peanut butter and chocolate.
And you know, that's not just peanut butter, that's infused with sugar and whatever else
of course.
To make. And when I get a good fresh greasy one, sometimes they're greasy.
Yes.
And they stick to the paper. I love
that.
And
you lick it off the paper?
Yes. I love that.
Hell
jeez,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
This should be Halloween. We should be doing this on Halloween.
We
should re-air this on Halloween.
We're going to do it again on Halloween.
I like it.
Number one for me, Hershey bar.
Oh, yeah. Plain Hershey bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
No almonds. Just straight up.
I love it. I agree with you.
The king size Hershey bar with a Pepsi.
It's great.
Is the best,
it's great.
Best way to get energy.
It's great. You just. Yeah. I don't know it's the best way to get energy.
Oh, yeah, best way to get energy.
I don't think you can say that. I like how Snickers, they market themselves. Like, have a little energy. Have a little bar of Snickers. I think Snickers is probably number one. Reese's Cup and Snickers, one and two. And M&M's, maybe.
As far as, like, overall
sales,
popularity?
Sales.
Probably. I would say Reese's would be one. Snickers would probably be two.
I'm surprised that Snickers is not on either of our lists.
I know. No, I'm not a big Snickers guy.
I'm not either. For a long time I was, and then it's like, I'm bored with this. And I think you're right. I think peanuts mess it up.
They do.
And I don't like the Mr. Good Bar. Woo! Great one. And that's a generic.
That was just a generic. That's spent, man.
I'm spent too. That's a generic square in the round. Yeah. You know, we're not here for the headlines and such because we had Memorial Day off.
But absolutely. Yeah.
We get it out. We drop it. Download it wherever you get your podcast. Am I right on that?
Sure.
Yeah, we're
around. You can find us.
Vote for us. Yeah. All those things. Yeah. You know, subscribe. All those things.
Hit the plus.
Hit the plus.
The thumbs up button.
We appreciate it. That's the Square in the Round. Back again next week.